What does it feel like to have a profound religious experience? William James, Harvard professor and pioneering psychologist, approached this question not as a theologian debating doctrine, but as a scientist examining lived human experience. His groundbreaking work, The Varieties of Religious Experience, remains astonishingly relevant today, especially in our era where many identify as spiritual but not religious. Rather than dismissing religious experiences as mere delusion or accepting them uncritically as divine revelation, James took a middle path, treating them as psychological phenomena worthy of serious study, regardless of their ultimate source. His approach was radical, examining religion through the lens of human psychology rather than abstract theology, focusing on what religious experiences feel like from the inside. Religious experiences aren't separate from other human experiences. They're specific instances of broader psychological phenomena. Religious melancholy is fundamental melancholy. Religious happiness, a variety of happiness. Placing these experiences on the spectrum of human consciousness helps us understand their significance. Many profound religious insights come through what James calls psychopathic temperaments, people with heightened sensitivity to mystical experiences. If inspiration comes from beyond ordinary consciousness, the neurotic temperament might provide the necessary receptivity, like an antenna for particular frequencies. Religious life involves believing in an unseen order and finding our supreme good in harmoniously adjusting to it. These invisible objects can evoke more powerful reactions than physical presences. Consider how justice as a concept might influence behavior more powerfully than immediate consequences. We possess a fundamental sense of reality, a perception of something there activated by both sensory objects and ideas. People frequently report experiencing a definite presence that feels intensely real yet remains unseen. These experiences range from mild feelings of being watched to profound mystical encounters described as more vivid than ordinary perception. For those who have them strongly, these feelings of divine reality resist all logical counterarguments, functioning as genuine perceptions of truth. James identifies two fundamentally different religious temperaments, the once-born and the twice-born. The once-born are naturally optimistic, seeing the world as fundamentally good and God as benevolent. They find the divine without inner turmoil, often in harmonious nature. Walt Whitman exemplifies this type, taking pleasure in nature and appreciating all things without complaint. The twice-born, by contrast, are sick souls who experience life as fundamentally flawed. They perceive evil as essential to existence and require supernatural intervention for salvation. While the once-born live on the sunny side of existence, the twice-born dwell in awareness of life's tragic dimensions. This twice-born character stems from an inherent heterogeneous personality, an inner division creating a zigzag life path as competing tendencies vie for control. St. Augustine captured this perfectly. These two wills, one old, one new, one carnal, the other carnal, contended with each other and disturbed my soul. Though convinced of the better path, he remained hesitating to die to death and live to life. Conversion is the profound process where a divided self becomes unified through spiritual transformation. Cold, intellectual beliefs become hot and alive, forcing the psyche to reorganize around a more stable center when disrupted by emotional shocks. James identifies two conversion mechanisms, the volitional type, involving gradual, intentional change, and the type by self-surrender, where subconscious processes culminate in dramatic breakthroughs. In the latter, conscious will must yield to allow transformation. As one convert states, "When my will was broken, it was all over." This surrender is necessary because conscious striving often opposes deeper subconscious forces moving toward spiritual reorganization. Our deliberate efforts may jam the process, similar to how trying too hard to recall a forgotten name makes it more elusive. When we finally drop down, give up, and don't care, we create the opening for faith. In dramatic conversions, people experience overwhelming happiness, described as light, warmth, or divine presence. President Finney described meeting Christ face to face, followed by waves of liquid love that felt like the very breath of God. Such experiences often permanently transform personality, creating a new center that reorganizes one's entire way of being. The practical fruits of religious transformation reveal its true value. The highest expressions of charity, devotion, trust, patience, and bravery emerge from religious ideals. The saintly person transforms as spiritual ardor consumes previously controlling lower impulses. Saintliness has four key characteristics: participation beyond selfish interests, connection with a higher power, elation as selfhood dissolves, and a shift toward loving affections. These produce practical consequences: pleasure and sacrifice, transcended fears, heightened sensitivity to spiritual discords, and expanded tenderness. Charity and brotherly love naturally flow from saintliness, appearing across Stoicism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and theistic traditions. Religious rapture, moral enthusiasm, and cosmic emotion create unifying states where selfhood diminishes and tenderness prevails. The saintly person develops extraordinary sensitivity to inner inconsistency, finding mixture and confusion intolerable. Mental objects must align with their spiritual excitement, with anything unspiritual becoming repugnant. This heightened moral sensitivity combines with an ardor for sacrifice, eliminating everything unworthy of the beloved. Personal religious experience emerges from mystical states with four qualities: ineffability, defying expression; noetic quality, providing insights into truth; transiency, rarely exceeding 30 minutes; and passivity, feeling one's will suspended. The simplest mystical experience occurs when familiar phrases suddenly reveal deeper meaning. Moments when we realize, I've heard that all my life but never understood its full meaning until now. This extends to words, phrases, and sensory inputs that suddenly become charged with significance. Nature particularly triggers these states. At Niagara Falls, one person lost God in the immensity, while another felt one with the grass, the trees, birds, insects, everything in nature, experiencing dissolution of self into supreme power and love. Religious traditions have developed methods for cultivating mystical consciousness through yoga, Sufism, and Christian meditation. The mystical feeling of union connects with diverse philosophies, accommodating its emotional mood. Mystical states challenge the authority of non-mystical states as the sole dictators of belief. They add supersensuous meaning to ordinary consciousness without contradicting sensory facts, suggesting they may offer superior vantage points into a more extensive world. Religious life centers on core beliefs. Our visible world is part of a spiritual universe, giving it meaning. Harmony with this higher universe is our true purpose, and communion with this spirit produces tangible effects in our world. Many scientists dismiss religion as outdated, having abandoned the personal viewpoint for impersonal laws. Yet reality fundamentally runs through personal experiences. Describing the world while excluding individual feelings and spiritual attitudes is like offering a menu instead of a meal. An individual's religion remains less hollow than a science that ignores everything private. Religion endures because it maintains contact with absolute realities, personal destinies. When we commune with that more beyond ordinary consciousness, our finite personalities transform, creating new people with changed conduct. Whatever produces effects within another reality must itself be real. James offers appreciation for diverse religious experiences. These experiences represent humanity's most transformative moments, windows opening onto dimensions of reality otherwise closed to us.